Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
KLUC-FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
And drive to work with them.
I love Chet and Michaela.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Hold on a second. What did that girl say? What did she say?
Can we hear that again?
No, we can't actually.
What a way to come in, though.
I know. All of a sudden, we looked and so it was like, somebody said they loved us.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
My God, it feels like we have not been in this studio in forever.
I swear to God, it's been a whole year.
It feels like it's actually been the better part of a month.
Yeah.
When you throw, the last time we were here was December 4th, and then Toy Drive started.
That's, oh my God.
And then we were, and so... Hey.
Yeah. You know what's up?
So you know what's fun? We did kind of on purpose, kind of not. I mean, I didn't do it for real. Here's what's weird. Sorry, I've got 14 stories going on in my head all at
once. Go off.
We have separate lives apart from here. I realize this. We have secret identities. We have all three of us.
This is so funny, actually.
Adrian, you don't get off clean on this either. We all have secret identities and completely separate lives outside of this show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Michaela's a singer. That's what she does. I was jealous of your social media over the holidays that you have a completely different life without me. It's like after you've broken up and they've moved on with the other person.
Oh my God.
And you're like, but you can't.
After that incredible month we had in December together and you just go off.
How are you able to survive without me? And then I was like, well, wait, look at me doing, you know, Las Vegas Bowl.
Yes, you were slammed.
My Kraken BS, you know, in Seattle and the farm and all of that. And I'm like, well, how is it that I'm living with you? And then this one, the WWE superstar over here, the king of their new Netflix deal that they got going on.
Thank you.
Incredible.
I appreciate it.
It never fully hit me how brightly your star is shining right now in that world until I saw the stuff that you posted. So WWE Monday Night Raw has moved over to Netflix.
Yeah.
And Adrian, that's the reason why today is our first show, because we were like, okay, time off after the holidays. And then I had travel issues because I had a Kraken game Monday night.
Yeah.
And then, so I wasn't really able to come back until yesterday. Mm-hmm. We could have done shows.
Yeah.
Didn't matter. But I said, I wasn't coming back to Vegas until Adrian was like, "Hey, so maybe can we extend the holiday break out
just a little bit,
just 2 more days, so he could go do this thing
for good reason
in LA?" Mm-hmm. First of all, how amazing is that arena?
The greatest arena I've ever been to.
I hear that from everybody.
The bathrooms to the comfortable seats inside the venue. Remarkable. Everything.
And the technology and all of that.
It's comparable to the Sphere.
MTS with you.
I'm sorry, what arena is this?
Into a dome in L.A.
Okay. Oh, wait,
this is the Clippers' new arena, because the Lakers and Clippers used to share Staples Center, but now the Clippers have their own arena in Inglewood next to SoFi Stadium. It just opened like 3 months ago.
Oh, my God.
So it was absolutely like awe-inspiring. It's crazy.
And so Adrian is there leading the charge for the press corps on, because he's the guy now.
Yeah.
You can see it. Yeah. You can see it. Nobody ever says it. You know what I mean? You know when you walk into a room and everybody's going, she's the one. Michaela's the one right now.
This is our guy.
That's our boy.
I saw it.
You know what it was? It was a question that you asked, and these are a couple of names that you might know, even if you've just got a passing interest in wrestling. It was Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns.
Oh my God.
Roman Reigns, who's the longest tenured WWE champion.
Four years, 1,300 days.
I'm back into it now because of our guy.
Of course.
Because of our guy. I'm learning things again.
Yeah.
Like, because my knowledge stopped and ended with The Rock and Stone Cold.
Yeah, same.
You know what I mean?
I snapped into a Slim Jim, and that was the last time I heard of anything.
But the way, so at some point, Adrian asked a question, and the way they reacted to him was,
oh my God,
this is important. You could tell.
You know what's dope about Adrian, too? Well, both of us will appreciate this. When you started, this was like still a niche thing. Like, this wasn't like the most popular, like you just hustled, worked so hard, and now all the stars are aligning together. And like, it's now on Netflix. It's such a big thing.
And it's coming. What a moment for you, man. All the momentum's leading here to Allegiant Stadium.
Yes.
So this is going to be a beautiful thing.
Yes.
A beautiful ride. Let's go. 2025.
And meanwhile, Michaela's off doing her own thing. So, and I'm doing my thing.
Yes.
So it was on purpose that we kind of all agreed that we weren't going to talk during the holidays. About 4 days ago, I couldn't stand it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I missed you guys so much.
Oh my God. Well, wait, I was not in on the conversation, because I would have blown you up. I just didn't look at my phone for the time that we were away. I was like, oh, we're not here. I'm not texting anybody.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There was an agreement, but there wasn't an agreement.
Yeah.
And we all just kind of left each other alone because it had all been so intense. And here's what's funny. At Toy Drive, we never said goodbye to each other.
Never.
No.
In fact, I looked at my wife because it was all pretty intense there at the end.
Yeah, it was.
It was all pretty intense at the end. And in a good way and kind of in a not so good way, because we were all exhausted and just kind of, and there was a technical faux pas right towards the end that set, kind of snapped everything in. Plus, it was the first time also of there. It's chaos. There's like 100 people down there, and then everybody wants a piece of you, but then it's, okay, we've got to do pictures.
Yeah.
We have duties.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so we kind of all pulled each other into, you know, I just remember at one point I could tell you were like, shut up.
When?
I could tell Michaela was like, I'm so tired of your voice right now.
No.
Because I went, Michaela, we've got to do pictures. And I didn't snap at you, but I was direct.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, Mika.
Yeah.
Because I
didn't take that to heart. Listen, by that point, I was like, we're almost done.
No, I knew, but you gave me the look like, shut the F up. If I never hear your voice again, it will be too soon. and I agreed with you. And I was like, I get it. But I was also, will you quit screwing around? Get over here so we can take these pictures.
Of course.
So I can go home.
Yes.
You know, my wife wants to go home.
I know.
That kind of thing. So, but then literally, we never said goodbye.
I know.
And I said to my wife, I go, is Michaela mad at me? And she goes, no, I don't think so. Why? And I go, because we just left.
Listen, that, like you said, it was so intense. It was so intense. And then I thought we did say goodbye. I got into my car. And then what proceeded to happen for the next week was so out of my control, so insane. And I was like,
what happened?
Okay. I laid on that couch for 1 week.
Yeah.
I got so sick, like a lot of people, I think. And I was like, okay, this is the break we needed. It was whatever that flu was. And it was the best thing that could have. I've never loved a flu more. I had to rest, lay down, couldn't talk to anybody. And I was like, this is amazing. What a come off of toy drive.
When was the last time you just laid around for a week?
Years. Yeah,
when you were 16?
Yeah, no.
American Idol?
I'm already working. Maybe 11.
11 years.
Maybe sometime around the fifth grade, I took just a little 11. Break.
I had mono. I had mono in seventh grade. That's
the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, look, new year, new sponsors. Look at that. Jeff Buchanan Show is brought to you. Wait, which one? Oh, it's that one. Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by NevadaHealthLink.com. Doesn't just help you find insurance plans, they help you pay for it. Are you kidding me? Choose from a variety of plans and find health insurance plans for as low as $10. What? NevadaHealthLink.com.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, listen. I know we're a bit behind the game because we're doing our first show on the 8th of January. Okay, I get it. We finally decided we'd come back.
Look at these divas coming in. 2 weeks wasn't enough.
Hey, listen. You'd do it if you could.
Damn right.
If you can tell your boss, man, we'll show up when we feel like it. You know what I mean? You do. but I really wanted to do this because I think it's fascinating. Again, the part that blew me away about our break. Again, we have not spoken. This is the. to say it out loud, so many times things will happen on this show, and I'll say it out loud for the first time. It's been rattling around in my head for weeks. I'll say it out loud and I'll go, boy, that's the dumbest effing thing you've ever said in your life. The fact that we've not even spoken. There was a little bit of texting, but not a word to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Since toy drive. Mm-hmm. And we didn't even say. Now some may look at that and go, there's a problem with the relationship. No.
Really?
This is how strong the relationship is.
Yeah.
I really was. You love your band and you love your life outside of this so much. I was a little jealous.
Why?
I just was.
You know what's funny though?
Because you're in love with another.
I've fallen in love.
You have another family besides this.
All right, listen, I started watching Sopranos. We'll talk about it later. But you're like my Goomba, my side woman.
Apparently.
No,
I
you're
am.
Not. I'm just kidding.
No. Apparently I am.
No, you know what's so funny? This is a personality trait of mine. When something is done for like a week or so, I'm out. Like I didn't talk to my band for 2 weeks. I didn't talk to anybody.
Oh, but you did.
Unless I had to.
Back in my favorite place with my favorite guys. And I was like, damn. Word?
Yeah. But I love this jealous side of you, though. I'm very into it. It's pleasing me. Go on.
But I'm the same way. You know what else? You love super hard.
Yeah.
And you hate super hard.
Yes.
Like, no, we're the same person.
Yeah.
No, we're the same person.
Yeah.
If I hate you, I hate you forever.
Mm-hmm.
I won't let you know. I would never give you the satisfaction of knowing.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, but if
there will be signs.
But if I love Yeah. Mostly by the silence. What's that chill in the room? That's it. No, but I also love super hard. So through all of this, but I just thought it was fascinating to get a look at how we live completely. Dude, okay, so Adrian, my break.
Talk to us.
Las Vegas Bowl, hockey.
Yeah.
Professional women's hockey.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah, 13,000 people. Huge.
Wow.
No, it was great. It was really great. Yeah, and then just kind of chilling out. Got a lot of stuff done. My wife and I discovered that my grandfather, so We just thought it was just piles of change.
Mm-hmm.
No, my grandfather collected.
Oh.
So if all of a sudden we disappear, mm-hmm. You'll know why. Because we found a 1913, I don't know, my wife is totally into it now. My wife is completely obsessed. But there's some silver dollar that we might have that's worth.
Oh, my God, stop.
Yeah.
How, like, what percentage sure could you say you are that it's worth something?
By something, what do you mean?
Like, what's the percentage? Like, is it 50%? It's, like, worth a lot of money.
I know that we probably, yeah, I'll say it. I know that we have, if there's not, $30,000 worth of stuff.
Stop.
Yeah, if there's not at least that much, I'll be disappointed.
Oh my God.
At least.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's not enough to retire on, but yeah.
But still, stop throwing away your
so that
grandparents'
European vacation
junk.
This summer. That European vacation this summer is gonna be funded
by
this.
The way, I have to talk to you guys about February. That's another story.
Okay.
Listen, first pick. Okay, so first pick, 702-364-9898. So it's a long way around to get to this. Can you boil it down to the absolute best part?
Oh, God.
From Terribles.
Oh, God.
Terribles. 300. By the way, thank you, mm-hmm. everybody.
Thank you.
42 trucks, 7,674 bikes. How did that happen? Whew, holy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had no business. We had no business being in that neighborhood.
Listen, it was so cool. All the things that were raised, the money, the bikes. I went my first time to help of Southern Nevada to drop it off later.
For distribution.
I can't wait to tell you about it.
For distribution. Yeah. Oh, no. Trust me. I know.
Yeah. It rocked. It was so cool.
Yeah. We will get around to that in a minute. 7,674 bikes. That's like, honest to God, that's like showing up to the Ridges and somebody left the gate open. You know what I mean? And you could just drive in there and look around. We had no business. Is that Tom Brady's house? Oh, is this Summit? Oh, is this Summit? I didn't even know. I made a left off of Wallapai and no business. Uh-huh. Being in this gate was open and the guard didn't look. That we had no business in that neighborhood.
It was crazy. Woof.
And then $786,894. There's no, and if you have not seen the 5 minute, 30 second video that our friends at Storyville put together, by the way, and that was all Adrian's doing, bringing mm-hmm. them in.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, dude.
What a massive move.
Nobody wanted to do it. They were kind of honestly.
Yeah, they kind of fought him on it.
Oh no, there were back channel conversations of why are we doing this? I was like, Jez. Go with it. Just let him do his thing. Mm-hmm. No, it was great.
Thank you.
It was fantastic. Yeah, we had no business. Thank you. So, starting with that, from Toy Drive to this moment, what was the best part? 702-364-9898. Chet Buchanan Show shirts. People, I don't know what they... Can I get Chet Buchanan Show shirts? I'll use stocking stuffers.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
Oh, great.
Fantastic. Use it as a stocking.
And by the way, they're wonderfully soft and incredibly comfortable. Great for after doing it or washing your car.
God, shut up.
No, really.
Welcome back, baby.
Perfect. They're perfect for sleeping, mm-hmm. and lounging and washing your car. Can you pick one moment that was the absolute best part of that? 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, did we decide?
Oh, God, no. I was too busy talking to you the whole break, so I didn't think about anything.
You got to boil it down to one thing. The one thing since Toy Drive. Jason, what was the absolute best part of our long break away from each other?
The best part was this past weekend, I actually went to the car show with my son. I like the Pokemon car, and I watched him. He was trading cars with everyone, and it was the best thing because we got to bond because I could make comments. So that's something that we have in common.
You were such a great caller. You bring it every time.
Every time.
I know at some point there's a reaction that we all have just to you in general because you're so great. So wear those Chad Buchanan Show shirts with pride, my friend.
Yeah.
Hang on 1 second, all right?
I will. Thank you.
I love it. Whenever I see honest to God, whenever I see Jason on the screen, I go, yeah, our work is done here.
Yeah. Say less. We're good.
Can you, boy, Adrian had a really great break. Can you narrow it down to one thing?
I'm going to feed off Jason's dad energy. Went to Disneyland with my son.
I knew it.
And so my son's 6 years old. Shout out to Sire. But when we went to Disney about 3 years ago, we got a card for Incredicoaster that says, hey, once he's tall enough, you can put this card in and you don't have to wait in line. We'll go straight to it. He's finally old enough. He's the 48 inches. He can get on the ride.
Oh, my God.
We finally got to do Incredicoaster with him. And it was amazing to do the loop and him say, Dad, Dad, get me out of here. Get me out of here. But the minute we got off of that ride, he said, Dad, can we do that again?
Can we go again?
The absolute best.
There's a picture. God, I almost teared up while he's telling that story.
Yeah.
There's a picture of you and Sire. And that kid is so happy.
When he walked in today, I told him, I mentioned the photo.
Same picture.
I said, look at the baby posing. He's so happy to be with you.
Michaela and I are doing that Spider-Man meme. Yeah. It's like the Spider-Man.
And they're all pointing.
Same way. We're doing that. We're the personification.
We're webbing out.
Right now. Yeah, we're pointing to each other, all three of us. We're bonded. Boy, our stories suck after that.
I know.
Should have had you go last.
Yeah.
Can you narrow it down to a minute?
Okay, I will say I had a lot of great things go down. Something that was personal for me is I had to go back to LA for something, and Lisa and I went back together.
Is that you hot rollers walking through the airport?
A million. Me and those hot rollers are a love story, baby. We go everywhere together.
How did you get hot rollers through TSA?
I said, please wand me. I can't take them out. It's not time yet. And he was like, oh my God, shut up, girl.
I guess the same as having a metal hip.
Totally. He was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, great.
And I was like, I don't want to be a diva. It's just please. So we did. And it was fine. But, you know, when I left LA almost 2 years ago, it was a very difficult thing for me to do. It was very difficult in a lot of ways. I'd spent almost 20 years there. And Lisa and I really kind of didn't grieve it, do anything. We packed our stuff and we came home. We went back this weekend. And it was just like everything made sense. Everything came full circle. And we passed our old apartment. And it was like a... thank you so much. Like, what a great life. What a great experience. What a thing to do with Lisa.
Everything made sense.
There was so much peace.
Oh, gotcha. It made sense why you left. It made sense why
everything.
You were there.
Yeah. And it was like, our life is wonderful. And we're so lucky and blessed. And it does make sense why it happened 2 years ago. I was devastated. And today I was like, I love that. And just holding Lisa's hand. It's been 10 years we've been together in April. We've lived a lot of life together.
Did you feel like you failed?
No, I didn't feel like I failed. I just don't do well sometimes with saying goodbye to things.
Oh.
I'm like not good at that.
No, I get that.
And I never thought I was going to leave. Yeah.
Here, I thought this was going to be a big moment. This was my big, this was my big Ricky Lake moment.
Ask me again.
It's my big Drew Barrymore moment. I'm trying to think.
Way too close to it right now.
One of those second level shows. What do you mean, Drew Barrymore's second level show? I love that show. Shut up. You know what I mean.
You know what we're talking about.
You know what I mean.
All right, tell me yours.
That was our big talk show moment.
Yeah.
Did you feel like you failed?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm so happy now. All right, tell me yours.
You know what I keep going back to?
What?
And it's really stupid. But we cleaned out. I was leading up while we were in the break. I was telling part of this story. So we got this flatbed truck that we got at the farm. It's a beast. It's a workhorse. It's seen a lot. We got this thing running. It wasn't running for a minute. I couldn't figure out. We didn't really know why. And so anyway, we got it running. And I immediately, after it was running, we got a guy who was like the caretaker of the farm, up in Seattle. And I go jump in. I go jump in. This thing smells like mouse pee. It's, you know, all of this.
Mouse pee?
Oh, yeah. No, it sits outside.
So specific.
No, at a farm, you have mouse traps in your trucks.
Yeah.
Because they go in there to get warm.
Oh.
And stuff. Yeah. And by the way, we weren't so sure that that wasn't part of the problem because the truck had been sitting there for a while. Then maybe a rat chewed through a wire.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't know. You don't know any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I just go and I jumped in. He's like, what are you doing? Like, well, it's running now. Let's put it to work. And understand this process of cleaning up the farm has been 5 years, 6 years now, mostly during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
I spent time. We took 75 tons of scrap metal off of that farm. And there's still a lot more work left to do. And I just went out. I went out with Amy and said, my wife, and said, hey, let's just spend a couple of hours. And I want to move everything out of this part of the garage down to the other part of the garage, down to the barn. And then we'll separate it from there. We'll throw stuff away and we'll get going on this process. And now there's an entire side of this 3-car garage. It's big. It's a big garage. My dad wanted a shop. So he built this and it's pristine. And it's like, it was just that moment of like, wow, that wasn't that hard. You know what I mean? That was, yeah, it was a little bit of effort, but it was literally an afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just kind of, it's one of those moments where you go, God, we could do anything.
Yeah, the best.
And it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Plus your family's legacy. Like, that's cool.
Yeah, dude.
I'm just saying. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And spending time in the barn. Which the barn was ready to fall down. It was literally a solid windstorm away from literally crumbling. It's my childhood.
Oh God!
And we built the barn back up, but the inside of it has just been cleaned up and painted. But the rest of the inside stuff, cows stick their head through holes in the wood, and then you move the wood so it holds them in place so they can eat. And then you put the hay down in like a trough type thing. All of that is still intact.
Oh, wow.
And so you walk in there and it's like, oh my God. So maybe that the moment from that, here's what's really
uh-huh.
Funny. So then we get all this stuff, put it all in this flatbed truck. We take it down to the barn. It's just, you know, gotta go down the driveway, cross the highway. The barn's on the other side of the highway. You get down there. We open up the doors. We're ready to start putting in. The caretaker guy, the guy that works on the
sure.
phone. Sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, stream of cuss words. I didn't bring my flashlight. And I went, yeah, buddy, it's okay. Two steps over. Click. Because the one thing I did was we built the barn.
So smart.
And ran electricity from the power pole, which my freaking dad was too cheap to ever do. I think at one time there was power there.
Yeah.
But the idea that we could just walk over to and just flip on a light.
So switch. Smart.
And it was just, yeah, it was just kind of a cool moment.
Yeah.
Just felt like we'd taken a step forward.
That sounds so cozy and cool.
We need to take a step forward on this show. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown returns. Andrea Cano from Best of the West faces off with Karina Why Not Bawden. I'm not exactly sure why, but I know it was very serious when we last left this show.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why there's a return match. I think there was a technical difficulty uh-huh. or we screwed up or something. But anyway, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown returns in just a few minutes.
KLUC-FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Every morning.
It's the only way to wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I love the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
That girl's lying. They paid her.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I love the Chet Buchanan Show. Now, where are my Sabrina Carpenter tickets?
When's the check come in the mail?
That's right. It's good, though. Whatever we have to do.
Yeah.
Whatever we have to
do. It's fine.
I'm fascinated by this story. The story has continued off the air of Michaela's excursion to L.A. over the weekend. So you guys just decided to go?
You know, I got called for a shoot.
Oh.
And so I went. And I want to touch on something very quickly.
Who gets to say that? I have never in my life, I got called for a shoot. Are you a model now, too, that I didn't
All 5'2 of me, I am, babe. So check it out now.
What were you modeling? What were you shooting?
It was something for the CW, and then I also needed new photos.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, what?
Talks about it like she's going to the grocery store or something.
We obviously have no idea who we're messing with right now.
What is happening?
No way. It was something cute that'll come out. But I wanted to touch on something that you said, because I think it's great.
Hold on. Well, I'll get us there.
Is my face getting red? Anyway, I guess gonna go with that.
Is mine? Because I am also embarrassed. So So I just had to get a little something for the CW. Okay. We ain't talking about local. You know what I mean? We ain't talking about. So they flew you to LA.
Mm-hmm.
Hot rollers.
Yeah.
Hot rollers, hot mess.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you did some TV stuff?
I did. So I had to go from the plane to the set.
Of course.
So that's why I had the rollers in my hair. I'm not that much of a diva. I was like, I got to let it set. When I get in the Uber, I'll take it out, tease it out, and go right to the studio.
Yeah.
Which I did.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, no, you get it. I think you're the one that actually gave me the tips.
Yeah, what are you talking
about? That hairspray worked really good, by the way. but we went on set. I worked a lot with CW for over the past couple of years with just little shows. I do commentary for them.
On like the little pet shows. When they do the panel show, and then you go and make wisecracks.
Exactly.
I'd love to do
that. Yeah. They would actually love to have you. I'll tell them.
They'd be like, who?
Uh-uh. They would love it, and I will. But I did it. It was really great. But you had mentioned, because I'd made a little post about how it's my 20th anniversary of what would have been me living there. I was 16 when I moved there. And I said, when I left, it was kind of heartbreaking. And when I went back this time, it felt really good. And you said, do you think that you failed? And I was like, no. I was like, no, I didn't.
We all know what you meant.
And then on the break, I was like, you know what, dude? My therapist would say I was shutting down emotion. Let me open this up for a second.
Yeah.
And you know what, dude? Maybe I did a little bit in that moment.
I was being dramatic, but it is like a breakup.
It was like a divorce, a 20-year divorce.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
you went
it was.
Into it, everybody, here's the thing. Anybody who's ever been through that breakup or been through the divorce, nobody ever goes into the divorce going, well, we'll give this 6 months and see how it goes.
Mm.
You know, you go in there, you say till death do us part.
Yeah.
And you're going to, and everybody has the best intentions.
Yep.
Yeah. And then when it doesn't happen, if you're competitive at all.
Oh, and I am.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we all go, oh God, I suck.
Yeah. Listen,
I just suck.
The day we moved, I felt like a big loser. I don't now.
I get it.
I did in that moment.
I get it.
And I didn't go back for 2 years.
I feel that way about Portland.
Do you?
Oh, I left here. I left here, went there, and it was, no, of course, there was the money, and then they, oh my God, they put like, it was so great. We got there to get to the hotel room, and they got us this really nice hotel room, you know, for the first weekend, and then you're on your own. But, you know, but then, but there were like 3 dozen roses. And I was like, and that was the part that I was like, oh my God, they're serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, yes, we just signed this big contract and all of this other stuff. And so then 2 years later, when I'm coming back to Vegas, and I couldn't get back to Vegas quick enough.
Mm-hmm.
However, you start thinking of, man, I thought I was making a move. I thought I was going to do something.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and those thoughts ruminate. You think about that for a while. And
yeah.
I will say that when we went back, it felt like we both had moved on. LA found a new girl.
LA.
I found somebody. Yeah, and it was nice to go back with confidence and understanding of everything as a bigger picture. Because the day I left, it was a rough day.
And you had not been, had you been back?
No, I went back for 1 hour. I flew in to do something. I flew right back. To be honest, I couldn't. It was... it was really hard for me. I was really sad. I felt really not so cool about myself. And then I went to therapy multiple times a week this year, and I have learned so much about me, and I feel good. But you know what I'm saying? That's how it feels sometimes.
Oh my God, and then now the fires. of from, you know, that started yesterday.
Well, this shouldn't hurt my feelings.
Stop it.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm told, no, all my friends are so deeply affected. Listen, I make jokes when I have any kind of emotion.
Yeah.
It's devastating.
You're lashing
out.
No. Well, and also I'm just jealous because I had jokes that I was going to make.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, that is like a lot of people. We deflect with humor. These LA fires are messing me up.
It's horrible.
Fire terrifies me.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
For any particular reason, or you just, it's like one of your things you're afraid of?
Yeah, I don't think, well, you can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, stumbling around. I don't know. The best I can give you is I know that we lived in a mobile home park for a while when I was a kid, when I was living with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And the place next door, the guy next door fell asleep in his easy chair and his cigarette caught the joint on fire.
Ugh.
And they woke us up in the middle of the night and my mom drugged me out of bed. So standing outside in your pajamas with, you know, in your socky feet, you know what I mean, with the coat on over your pajamas,
yeah,
which is weird. No, I was like 10.
Oh, you're still a little guy.
Yeah, you are 10. Yeah, but I was an old. I'm like Benjamin Button. I think I started out old.
Getting younger.
And I've regressed. All the way down. But other than that, no. I've had no experiences that I can think of.
Yeah.
But fire terrifies me. And the idea that we all have friends, all of our rich friends that live in Pacific Palisades.
Yeah. Well, listen, unfortunately, I just looked on the news as well. It's now going into, there's like happening in Pasadena. There's a fourth.
Yeah,
I'm looking on my Instagram stories and everyone's like, we've evacuated. We've finally had to evacuate.
Yeah.
Like,
I had friends in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
You know, that were like, yeah, we got to go.
Yeah.
And I hope something's left. So just, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Oh, God, I know. It's really sad.
And by the way, our first thought is, okay, what can we do? What can we do to help? We did learn a very, very good lesson. When this happened in San Diego 10 years ago, we went, we've got to spring into action. So we filled a U-Haul truck with socks and underwear. Because we said, what do people need if they have to leave their house?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you grab the photo album, you grab, you know, whatever, your passports,
yeah.
All that stuff. What do people need the most? Underwear. So we did socks and underwear, filled a U-Haul truck, drove to San Diego. By the time we got to the old, whatever it was, Jack Murphy Stadium, Qualcomm, whatever you wanted to call it, the old stadium.
Yeah.
That was where they had brought people, right? By the time we got there, those people were all gone.
Stop.
We had nowhere to take the socks and underwear.
God.
And finally ended up at a men's shelter in Long Beach.
Oh, no.
Because the one thing that we learned from that was it's the collection is the easy part. The distribution is the difficult part. So if you don't have a place to go, we went, no, we'll just go. They'll be happy to see us. We figured that we'd get there and they'd be like, yay, you saved us.
Yeah, you're the best.
Instead, we got there and they went, no, turn around and go back where you came from. And we're like, well, we're here.
Yeah.
And so literally spent the rest of the day. So we got down there. We do at the end of the show, 10 a.m. Okay, yay. We drove mid-afternoon. We're in San Diego. And they're like, get out. And literally spent the rest of the afternoon trying to find a place and showed up at this place in Long Beach at 10 o'clock at night. Ended up doing the show the next day from L.A.
Oh, my God.
Because we couldn't make it home.
Of course.
So we didn't want to drive all the way home. We were exhausted.
Yeah, dude.
The stupid U-Haul truck, which we ended up having to pay extra because we kept it an extra 2 days or whatever it was.
And that was you, just trying to help.
It was a nightmare.
God. So.
Yeah. So we'll we'll hold off until right. somebody actually asks for help.
Okay, good.
And then at that point, we may spring into action. Yeah. All right. It is time for Michaela. Which button do I push? Is it this one? Yep.
Ooh.
Michaela.
It's nice to hear it again.
Don't act like you're not impressed. Yeah, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. For reasons which still aren't clear to me, hey, Andrea, can you, or is it Andrea? It's Andrea. Huh? How do you say it?
Andrea.
That's what I thought. Andrea Cano from Best of the West. So I know that you're a one-time champion. I know this. And then there's a reason why you have an already set up rematch, I don't know if that's the word, with Karina Winop-Auden. Do you remember why we're doing this way?
I had just had surgery, so then you said to, if I had a choice, whether to give the tickets to her and then just continue on to January 8th.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. And that's what we did. Mm-hmm. Are you feeling better now?
I am, yes.
Good.
Good.
Are you ready to defend your title?
I am.
Let's right, go.
So we got it. Andrea, what's Karina's story?
We're trying to get into contact with her.
Are we efforting?
Is that we're making efforts.
All right, good.
Buttons are being pushed.
All right. Andrea, hang on a second. We may or may not play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown next.
1, 2.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listen to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's give this a swing. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. So this Karina Winop-Auden is Noah Stocky. Nowhere to be found.
Nope.
Hmm.
She's in our hearts, but she's not on the phone.
She's not in our hearts.
Is she? I don't think.
For some reason.
Yeah, I don't feel that way.
No. Where are you?
I love all our listeners, so she is in my heart.
Although, I do, too. Wait a minute. I feel painted into a corner right now.
Yeah, whoa.
But that's what I'm here for.
What are you trying to say? I don't? Well, right now it may appear that I don't. But I do, and you know I do. So, Andrea, we're bringing in fresh meat. Is that okay?
Yep.
Yeah, you don't care.
Yeah.
You'll take on all challengers. So, who is our challenger, Adrian?
We got Shayna Davis right outside the gates of Rhodes Ranch. She said that
That's
herself.
That's funny.
Love.
Yeah, across the street. Across Durango?
Yeah.
Other side of Durango?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. That's awesome.
Close enough to wish.
Love her already.
I love that you brought in outside the gates because that's how we refer to Southern Highlands. Mm-hmm. Inside the gates or outside the gates. I love that you brought that in and that you're Rhodes Ranch-ish, which we also say on this show quite a bit. We could not love you more.
Yeah,
that's
welcome.
Great. What do we usually say into this? First 1 to 3 went, buzz in with your name.
Yep.
God, it's been a long time since we've done this bit.
You're right, though. First 1 to 3.
Buzz in with your name. First 1 to 3. What else? What else do you need to know? And that your quiz master.
I listen to you all the time. I got a clue.
All right. She knows what to do.
Yeah. All right. Fine, then. Your quizmaster is the one and only commissioner. Oh, that's what it is. Your quizmaster is the one and only commissioner, Michaela Gordon. Got it.
What's the name of the comedian who hosted the Golden Globes this weekend?
Andrea.
Andrea, what is that name?
Nikki Glaser?
Yeah.
Yeah. Girl. Killed it.
Hang on. All right, there we go. One zip for the champion.
This singer, who came from a very famous family with a very famous big brother, began her residency at Resorts World this month, and she pulled out all of the hits.
Shayna?
Janet Jackson?
Is it Janet Jackson? Why, yes, it is. By the way, I am told that show is quite good.
I heard the same thing. Somebody that I love, Venus from Sales, Wedge. Okay. She said it was the best show ever.
Ever?
Mm-hmm. It was so good.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, good. We're tied at one.
What unexpected celebrity has a lead role in the new movie The Last Showgirl and was even nominated for a Golden Globe?
Andrea.
Did you get that one, Adrian?
Andrea.
It was Andrea. Mm-hmm.
I think it was Andrea. Mm-hmm.
Pamela Anderson.
Yes, Pam Anderson. even got nominated for a Golden Globe. Did she win?
She didn't.
She didn't. Oh, that was the one that Demi Moore won, right?
And that speech was epic.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't know that Demi Moore had never won any.
I didn't either. And movies like Ghost, hardly far from a popcorn actress. Like, that's, she had so many incredible movies. But
agreed.
It was a great win for her.
Well, look, and speaking of winners, Champion up 2-1.
This legendary entertainer, best known as Mr. Las Vegas and a Vegas resident, will begin a singing residency in Vegas starting December 2025. And he's saying, Don Cachet. What's his name?
Oh, wow.
Shayna.
Shayna Tatai.
Wayne Newton?
Yeah, it's got to be Wayne Newton.
Yeah.
That was a lot tougher until you said Don Cachet.
I know. I added at the end. Yeah. I was like, this is kind of hard.
Wayne Newton is the original Mr. Las Vegas. And honestly, whenever anybody else starts throwing that around, I'm like, no, that's Wayne's title. Period.
Period.
Wait, you know what? We got to get him back in the mode of coming to Toy Drive.
Yeah.
Wayne loves Toy Drive. He used to call it. He'd be like, I'm in Wyoming right now or whatever. Because he'd be on vacation.
Sure.
And he would call in and donate money.
Oh, my God. I love him. Yes. Let's put it on the list.
All right. Two for the champion. Two for the challenger. The all-important tie-breaking question. I don't know. It's dramatic.
You're right. This singer, best known for songs like Flowers and Wrecking Ball, wrote the hit song.
Andrea for the win.
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, we had to be talking about Miley Cyrus, right? Miley Cyrus is the answer, and you're the winner. What was the rest? I'm curious. What was the rest of that question?
Wrote the theme song for The Last Showgirl. So that's why Miley Cyrus was at the Golden Globes as well.
What?
It's so good. She wrote and performed the song that is in The Last Showgirl. And her and Pam are like pals now.
Miley looked really great at the Golden Globes.
Looked so good.
Really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Shayna, you're a really good player, but the champion is just that tiny bit better. But I would not make this your last time calling in, if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a great day.
Congratulations. Thank you, too.
So sweet.
Oh, and we didn't even tell you what you were playing for today. We've got four tickets for you, Andrea. Four tickets for the Vegas Thrill Professional Volleyball. It's fun.
Yeah.
This is a good time. Vegas Thrill playing the Atlanta Vibe at Lee's Family Forum on Sunday at 5 p.m. So you get to go do that, and you're home at a reasonable hour and all of that.
Fun.
And the tickets are free, and so congratulations.
All right. Cool. Yay.
And then she'll be back tomorrow to defend her title once again on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Morning.
Wait until you hear what's next on the Chep Buchanan Show.
Actually, more Vegas Thrill tickets for you coming up on the 177-second survey in just a moment. But I'm totally distracted right now. How many people are on that group chat?
So it's my best friend group chat in L.A. There's five people, and they're kind of spread out in L.A. One's at the top of the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
One is in Pasadena.
Yeah.
And then two of them are in West Hollywood. So we've been just trying to keep in touch with each other. My friend, who's in the Hollywood Hills, said, we're okay so far, but it sounds like there's a train coming through my house since yesterday.
Oh, because the wind, yeah.
Uh-huh.
The winds are out of control.
Yeah, because the thing is, even if you're not in the middle of the fire, you're getting all of the smoke and the winds and everything. Another friend of mine said, we decided to evacuate a little bit early. We're nervous. We grabbed their cat and their passports, but no game plan as of now. So it's just spreading so rapidly. The photos are really insane.
That's the other thing. Where would you go?
If something
like that was happening here, where would you go?
Well, apparently there were photos yesterday that when people were leaving Pacific Palisades, it was so backed up in the cars that people were getting out of their cars, abandoning their cars, and just going on foot.
Yes.
And when the fire department came, they had to plow through the cars.
Yes.
And it's like...
Yeah, they were telling people to leave your keys in the car if that's what you want to do so that they can drive it out the way.
And leave your house unlocked,
mm-hmm.
which I thought, oh my God.
It's crazy. You wouldn't think of that, right?
Yeah, it's nuts. That. And like you said, we hear what's happening. They're nervous. They're scared. But then what happens after? Like all the, and then after that, and then after that, and after that. Like,
and it's not like we haven't gone through this.
Yeah.
But this has got a little, extra hair on
in
it.
In the winter? This is nuts.
Yeah, not this time of the year. I tried to argue with my wife about that last night. Like I knew.
Yeah.
No, it's the Santa Anas. It's the Santa Ana. I have no idea what
I'm talking about.
She was like, no, stupid. It's usually when it's warmer.
Yeah, but I did, to your point, I did see Santa Ana winds. Someone was like, that's what it is. So look, whatever it is, it's awful right now. And it's apparently only getting worse.
Yeah, today, they were saying today will be the worst of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just awful.
Yeah.
It's just terrible. And I wish there was something we could do.
Yeah.
And there's just not.
Nothing. They don't even know what to do. You know, it's just one of those situations right now where you kind of just wait and see.
Yuck. And being a control freak, I know the idea of it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do anything.
Yeah. You just sit there.
Oh, and don't grab your stuff. Go.
Listen,
Go now.
We were going to leave LA yesterday morning instead of Monday night. And then at the end, we were like, let's just leave Monday night.
Thank God.
Thank God. Because I don't even know if you can. I didn't look yet, but I don't even know if you can fly out at this moment of LA. Like, you might just
There were a couple flights that were going from Vegas to LA where some of the pilots were like, because of the wind, they were like, I don't feel safe. And they flew back here to Vegas because they're like, there's pilots that will try to do it. But some are like, I'm not taking the chance.
Oh, no, we flew in yesterday afternoon, and it was actually early, like noonish. And it was interesting.
Was it?
You know, usually that stuff doesn't bother me, but it was, I thought the pilot did a very, very good job. I said to my wife, I'm like, this could have been a lot worse.
Wow.
Of course. Yeah. And once she dug her fingernails out of my arm.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Adrian, who's taking the 177 second survey, sir? Oh, I don't know. Okay, wait. Now try it.
Chelsea Gonzalez from the Northwest.
We're getting back in the swing. That's all. We're still trying to figure stuff out over here, Chelsea. How are you?
Good. How are you guys this morning?
You know what?
Good.
It's good to get back into it. It's a weird thing. We haven't talked about this in a minute. It's a weird thing. We haven't even spoken. The three of us have not even spoken since Toy Drive. Is that not weird?
Oh, kind of.
Is it weird?
Well, here's the thing. I did it just to, my whole thing was I wanted to give you guys a break. And then I had felt like I had said at one point, hey, let's just try this. Let's not talk. You know what I mean? Let's take a true break. Let's really miss each other. Let's all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And about, I want to say last Thursday, I was like, I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Didn't I send you a text? We did have a group text.
Yeah. I send a Merry Christmas to everybody or Happy New Year. One of those.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Just to make sure, touch base with everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, who does this guy think he is?
Well, you guys were lucky because the reason I didn't contact you guys is I was still making reels and content for our Instagram at 98.5KLUC. You should go follow it if you haven't already. So I was already hearing you guys every day still because I was editing. So to me, I was getting my dose of Chet and Michaela.
Yeah, you didn't miss us at all.
Oh, God. So he was still, he was still like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Enough of this.
Don't shut up already. Jeez.
Enough.
That's great. Hey, Chels. So.
Yeah.
Did you see this story about, remember Ellen's DJ Twitch? And then, tragic story.
Devastating.
But then did you see the story about how his wife is coming out and talking about how she found stuff of his after he passed? That she's like, oh my God, she found like a bunch of his drug stuff in the closet. Here's my question. Unless you want to volunteer the information, is there, if something horrible happened to you today, would we find something? Do you have stuff? Mm. Do you have stuff stashed that nobody knows about?
I don't. I'm your pretty basic work, home, kids with school kind of person.
Michaela, do you have stuff stashed And I'm not going to ask you what unless you want to tell me. But do you have stuff stashed that Lisa would go, holy crap?
No, absolutely not. I would say if I did and she did find it, I would never want her to put it in a book. Like, if I'm gone.
Yeah, I don't get why she's saying this.
That's what bothers me. Wife. You wouldn't find anything from me. But if you did.
Don't use it to sell a book.
Yeah, like, I'm already crazy. Gone, babe. I think it's so disrespectful. I know that wasn't part of the question. I just wanted to say that.
No, but it is part of the answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an excellent part of the answer. Adrian, do you have anything?
No. Honestly, no. Some great wrestling memorabilia that you can make a lot of money, like you were saying earlier with some of the things you found in your garage. But in terms of like salacious, no, pretty clean.
No, my best friend from high school passed and he was driving his car.
That's right, I'm sorry.
While he died, literally, third phone call I got was from his brother who said, do we need to go to his house? He goes, do you know of anything that we need to go get?
Oh, my God.
And I said, nope. Not since the advent of the internet. No, fellas used to have a stash. Fellas used to have a stash of materials.
Yeah.
On occasion.
You've moved to the digital world.
Videos and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Do you have anything?
No. No. And here was my other thing. Okay, what would be the first thing that you would grab? Chelsea, what's the first thing you would grab if they told you had to evacuate and you had to evacuate now?
Oh, that's hard because in the sense of emergency, like, technology is not going to work. And I think all of our first instinct is like phone charger go. So being realistic, like, you can't do that. So, I don't know, maybe just essentials, right? Because we have no idea where we're going.
That's actually such a brilliant point that I didn't think about. Yeah, you can't use some of your technology. So, you wouldn't grab any of that. Thinking out loud, smart. Because I would have been like, my laptop and my phone. But what are you going to do?
Right.
At least I've still got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, which of that wrestling memorabilia would you grab?
Anything that has the WWF logo. Because it's vintage and it doesn't exist anymore.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a different name. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
It'd be worth more money.
I was thinking about this. Laptop, and because there's stuff on the laptop that's not in the cloud or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Your cats.
Passports. Yeah, cats, mm-hmm. obviously. Passports.
Is there like a family photo or something like that? A family keepsake?
God, you know what? I would love to tell you that I'm that guy, but I don't think I am.
Don't you got the street sign in your house? Don't you have like that?
But again, I can live without that.
Mm-hmm. State of emergency. I mean?
That kind of stuff. I think I can live without that. Aces championship rings.
Yeah.
I would grab those for sure. Yeah. My wife better grab her jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope we never have to have that conversation.
No, listen.
We'll see you Sunday at Lee's Family Forum for the Vegas Thrill, all right?
Perfect, thank Chelsea. You.
Okay, good job. I was like, oh my God, we are.
Chelsea
has evacuated. Love the way
to do get me started. KLUCFM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! The story that I haven't told you yet.
Okay.
Have you ever actually road raged out on somebody?
Yes. At one point, I had really bad road rage, and yes, I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Like where you had a... Where there was a conversation with the other driver?
Yeah. I used to have really bad road rage, to be honest with you. I don't know why. It was like a thing. I didn't have any patience. The only reason I don't have road rage now is because Lisa's like, this is a different world, and you better stop with that mouth, Michaela. You better think of something, so you stop doing that. So I thought about my grandma. When my grandma used to drive, she'd get so nervous. And if anyone honked at her, she'd stress out so bad.
Yep.
So now when I'm in the middle of wanting to have road rage, I think about my psychotic, anxiety riddled grandma. And I'm like, oh God, okay, just do your thing, man.
I am the classic, my wife will tell you, I am the classic, like I'll yell at other car, you know, like in your own car, not yell. A lot of times I even just do it for the comedy, you know, just move, idiot, you know, whatever. And everybody who is going slower than you is a moron. And everybody who passes you is crazy. You know, I'm that guy. We're all that
totally.
Person. The other night. So as you know, whenever you leave, when you leave a Golden Knights game, when you leave, Allegiant Stadium for a Raider game, Rebel game, whatever, that they, you know, they switch traffic around and cause they want you to get out of there.
Sure.
So at a hockey game in Seattle the other night, and the arena there is kind of, it's Seattle Center, but neighborhoods have grown up around it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, you know, it's in the middle of the city pretty much. And so the one thing they have there that we don't have a lot here, you know, those, when you go to LA has a bunch of them. San Francisco has a bunch of them. Portland, Seattle, New York has a bunch of them. Those things where the scooters where you put your credit card. I think they tried them here and it didn't go over that.
It's like in the arts district. It's in the arts district.
They do have them.
Exactly.
They do have them in the arts district.
Yeah, that's right.
They do. So, but anyway, in Seattle, they're freaking everywhere.
Oh, wow.
And people just leave them laying around. It's a menace. Mm-hmm. It's awful. So the other night, I'm coming out of the parking garage. I'm not proud of this, by the way. I'm telling this, honestly, you know what this is? This is my confession. I'm telling this to hopefully get absolution and to be forgiven.
Okay.
By
let us hear you.
Some higher power or some by the universe. I'm looking to be forgiven.
Confess your sins.
Even though I was, well, I'll let you decide. So dude comes flying from the left. It's all blocked off, right? It's all blocked off.
Yep.
He's as fast as that thing will go. He came down a hill, made a left onto the street as I'm coming out of the lot. Now I'm being waved out by the person, right? But I don't go on purpose because I see his dude flying on that scooter.
Yeah.
So I'm like, cool. I got you. I got you, buddy.
Good for you, yeah.
Good for you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
We are on the left side of the street. Ordinarily, it would be a two-way street. So he's going. So I'm like, great. I'll follow him. It'll be awesome. I don't know why, but as I pull out and get in behind him, he slows down, like way slow. I don't know why.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And then he stops. And so I just flash my lights at him. It's like, hey, buddy, I'm behind you. No big deal.
Yeah.
He goes up a little further. Now, my wife is on the phone. Actually, we should get my wife on the phone now.
Get Amy on the phone.
To corroborate this story. Because she was on the phone with me, which doesn't make it any better. At one point, homeboy then just stops and flips me off. Yeah.
The guy that you were so nice to who's flying down the hill?
Nice. We had, there was at this point, there's been no interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, what are you doing, bro? I roll my window down. What are you doing, bro? Go! And he goes, it's not a two-lane street. You can't go this way. And in my head, I'm thinking, you are.
Yeah.
And at that point, yeah, I'm like, I lose it. Like, I just lost it. I'm not even really sure what I said now.
Uh-huh.
But it ended with, ask that cop right there. Was like, get out of the in way.
Yeah.
And go. And all that. Yeah. Screaming. And he gets up and he puts the little, this is the funniest part now. He puts the little tiny kickstand down on the scooter.
Stupid.
And he takes a couple steps back towards the car. At which point, I'm having an out-of-body experience.
Oh, yeah.
I open the door.
Oh my God, Chet.
I'm getting out.
Let's go.
We're going to do this. Yeah. We're going to rock.
Let's go.
And Amy's on the phone with you.
And my wife is on the phone.
Oh, good.
Babe, I'll call you back.
By the way, this is the first of my wife hearing that the door actually opened.
Chet.
She knows of the screaming. Mm-hmm. She knows of the screaming to the point of where I blew out my voice. Like I screamed. Like I'm screaming. I'm screaming at this
God.
Guy. About go and you mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but I just figured because the guy was on a scooter, I'm pretty sure I could take him.
I think that was it. Once he put that tiny little kickstand down,
he put the little tiny kickstand, which of course, in my brain, I equated. There was about to be jokes made. And then, and he took a couple of steps, and then I opened my door, and I had one leg out.
Your leg was out?
My leg was out. No, I slammed it into park. The door opened. I had one leg out.
Did you shake your seatbelt off?
I turned around. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That would have been really funny. Honestly, that would have been really funny if I'd have forgotten to take my seatbelt off. And then like, oh, hang on a second. Okay, now we're even for you and your little kickstand.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up. 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, admittedly, I know nothing about this artist. Moe Ammer, A-M-E-R.
I know nothing about this artist.
Adrian?
Nope. Googling.
Oh, my Same. God. We used to Same. Be so cool. I mean...
Comedian.
We used to be so with it, hip, in the know.
Man, and when you put it like that.
Comedian's got a Netflix special.
Yeah, no, I know this guy. I know this guy. I didn't know this guy.
Okay. The photo's helping. I'm with you on it, comedian.
Is that how you say his last name?
Ammer?
Amer?
Ooh.
Yeah, he's just Mo.
Yeah.
He's just Mo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you look at his photo, you see,
Oh, great. The El Oso Palestino tour. That's a Palestinian bear in Spanish.
Oh, my God. I swear to God.
I don't know why I felt the need. Palazzo Theater at the Venetian, Friday, April 25th. Oh, double snort. One from me, one from her. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. This was the thing, too. I was like, I don't know what the hell this is. But if it comes from Live Nation, I know it's good.
Uh-huh.
I know it's solid.
Say less.
Yeah, it's restaurant quality. So, yeah, it's me. Like you said, well, one day I was cool, and then the next day, not so much.
What happened?
I got to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this is the thing with comedians rise quick, too.
Quick.
People just blow up like that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, if you want to go, relationship rehab, jump in with us really quick. It's 702-364-9898. Caller number 25. Alyssa's best friend is 32. Lives with her mom. She says there's no specific reason. By the way, this is an Alyssa problem. This is not her friend's problem. This is an Alyssa problem.
Okay.
There's no specific reason that her friend lives with her mom at age 32. They're just close. Mom and dad like having her home. I think it's weird, says Alyssa. And she just needs to grow up and move forward with her life.
Oh.
Here's why she says this. Whenever we want to go out or get dinner or whatever, she's super stingy and cheap. She complains that she has no money, but she isn't even paying rent.
Oh, God.
As far as I know, she also doesn't have any student loans or anything along those lines. What's even worse, her parents have also done this with her two other siblings. It's like they never want their children to leave. I'm getting frustrated. As I feel like she just doesn't get it. And I may have blurted something out the other day.
Okay, here we go.
Out of anger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I told her that her parents are doing her a disservice and she needs to move out. God, Alyssa, you might be the oldest 32-year-old that we know. Assuming you're around that same age. Uh-huh. Alyssa's friend, as you might imagine, she got super mad and told me, I just don't get it. Am I a jerk for saying something?
I have a very strong opinion about this. I'm not going to say it yet, but I feel like...
But you're leaning? No, yeah, give me a tease. Okay. Give me a little bit.
I think that society has put on these weird labels of what you can and cannot do, and I'm going to talk about it.
Yes. Yes. I'm just going
to
say yes.
Yeah, just say yes. As you point to me. We're just pointing to each other.
We're just doing a little dance. We're a little choreo right now.
Woo! Yes. If you could see us now.
Hi, Adrian's going to make the video later. I'm sure of it.
Catch it on 985
KLUC. On all social media platforms.
Just pointing.
But the question is, so I don't believe the question is, how do you feel about 32-year-olds living with their parents, even though we are going to speak to that, I believe.
Yeah, for sure.
Briefly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said, launching a flare over to his buddy after he looks and sees that it's already 8:26. However, is Alyssa cool for saying something? I think Alyssa already knows the answer. Mm-hmm. We'd like to hear it from you. Which of these songs is the shortest? 702-364-9898 right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, admittedly, I know nothing about this artist. Moe Amer, A-M-E-R.
I know nothing about this artist.
Adrian?
Nope. Googling.
Oh, my God. We used to be so cool. I'm a
comedian.
We used to be so with it, hip, in the know.
Oh, man, and when you put it like that.
Comedian's got a Netflix special.
Yeah, no, I know this guy. I know this guy. I didn't know this guy.
Okay. The photo's helping. I'm with you on it, comedian.
Is that how you say his last name?
Amer?
Amer?
Ooh.
Yeah, he's just Mo.
Yeah.
He's just Mo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you look at his photo, you see,
Oh, great. The El Oso Palestino Tour. That's a Palestinian bear in Spanish.
Oh, my God. I swear to God.
I don't know why I felt the need. Palazzo Theater at the Venetian, Friday, April 25th. Oh, double snort. One from me, one from her. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. This was the thing, too. I was like, I don't know what the hell this is. But if it comes from Live Nation, I know it's good.
Uh-huh.
I know it's solid.
Say less.
Yeah, it's restaurant quality. So, yeah, it's me. Like you said, well, one day I was cool. And then the next day, not so much.
What happened?
I got to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this is the thing with comedians rise quick, too.
Quick.
People just blow up like that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, if you want to go relationship rehab, jump in with us really quick. It's 702-364-9898, caller number 25. Alyssa's best friend is 32, lives with her mom. She says there's no specific reason. By the way, this is an Alyssa problem. This is not her friend's problem. This is an Alyssa problem.
Okay.
There's no specific reason that her friend lives with her mom at age 32. They're just close. Mom and dad like having her home. I think it's weird, says Alyssa, and she just needs to grow up and move forward with her life.
Oh.
Here's why she says this. Whenever we want to go out or get dinner or whatever, she's super stingy and cheap. She complains that she has no money, but she isn't even paying rent.
Oh, God.
As far as I know, she also doesn't have any student loans or anything along those lines. What's even worse, her parents have also done this with her two other siblings. It's like they never want their children to leave. I'm getting frustrated as I feel like she just doesn't get it. And I may have blurted something out the other day.
Okay, here we go.
Out of anger.
Mm-hmm.
I told her that her parents are doing her a disservice, and she needs to move out. God, Alyssa, you might be the oldest 32-year-old that we know. Assuming you're around that same age. Uh-huh. Alyssa's friend, as you might imagine, she got super mad and told me, I just don't get it. Am I a jerk for saying something?
I have a very strong opinion about this. I'm not going to say it yet. But I feel like...
But you're leaning? No, yeah, give me a tease. Okay. Give me a little bit.
I think that society has put on these weird labels of what you can and cannot do. And I'm going to talk about it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I think... Yes. I'm just going to say
yes. Yeah, just say yes. As you point to me... We're just pointing to each other.
We're just doing a little dance. We're a little choreo right now.
Woo! Yes. If you could see us now.
Hi, Adrian's going to make the video later. I'm sure of it. I'm sure of it.
Catch it on 985
KLUC. On all social media platforms.
Just pointing.
But the question is, so I don't believe the question is, how do you feel about 32-year-olds living with their parents, even though we are going to speak to that, I believe.
Yeah, for sure.
Briefly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said, launching a flare over to his buddy after he looks and sees that it's already 8:26. However, is Alyssa cool for saying something? I think Alyssa already knows the answer. Mm-hmm. We'd like to hear it from you. Which of these songs is the shortest? 702-364-9898 right now.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, a relationship rehab at 702-364-9898. Best friend is 32, still lives with her mom, no specific reason. So Alyssa's got it. It's really funny. I thought this was going to be about, how do I talk to my friend about being stingy?
Sure.
The 32-year-old that lives with her mom is, whenever they go out, she's stingy and cheap. She complains she doesn't have any money, yada, yada, yada. So Alyssa starts down that path, but then it really comes out. So she says something about, Alyssa says something to her friend about living with her mom. And then Alyssa's friend got mad. So Alyssa's going, am I in the wrong for saying something? Which one, Jennifer or Mary?
Let's go with Jennifer.
Okay. By the way, don't look in Jennifer's nightstand if something goes
she's
down.
She's got to evacuate.
If something goes down and we lose Jennifer unexpectedly.
Yeah, like, her words.
Twitch's wife.
Oh, my God.
Twitch's wife writing a book about it. Yeah. Jennifer chimed in. Mm-hmm. Don't look in my nightstand.
Definitely don't.
Which, by the way, Jen, we all know. We all knew. Well, that nightstand.
Say
nightstand
less,
isn't the. That's not your concern. We all. No one's worried about that.
Right.
So is Alyssa's a jerk for saying something, right?
Right. I think so. It's not any of her business. It sounds like a hater to me. But
she's mad about all the other stuff. The Michaela was just making that.
I was with my hands. I said, "That's
that
right, sister.
That right, sister. Yeah. Go off."
Yeah. Say it again.
Go off.
Okay.
Exactly.
But you had more that you wanted to add to that.
I think that we as a society have just put on ridiculous labels like, after this age, you can't live with your parents anymore. Why not? Like, I think that if you're 32, 35, 40, if your parents want to have you at home and you can move back home, go home. The world is expensive. You don't have a lot of time with your parents. Spend time, if that's what you want to do. I think like having to be out and on your own, yeah, it sounds great and a lot of people have to do it. But if you get the opportunity to go home, this friend sounds like a jealous hater. And if she's stingy, that's not your business either. Maybe she went home so she could save up to buy her own house. You don't know what her finances are. Just don't go eat with her anymore.
Gen Z agrees with you. Gen Alpha, Gen Beta, which, by the way, there's a Gen Beta now.
I don't even know what that is.
We skipped right past Gen Alpha and straight into Gen Beta.
Oh, good.
Isn't that what it was? Gen Alpha, Gen Z, and then Gen Alpha?
I'm not sure.
And then there's a new one, Gen Beta. Now, I'll tell you this. Gen X... their head's exploding right now.
Mm-hmm.
And sure. I'll bet 2 weeks ago, I'd have gone, Hell no. Get out of the house. It has changed.
Yeah.
It just has. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And with the perspective of the younger generation, it's very, it's very expensive to buy a home. It's not like it used to be where you were making the kind of money that's easily accessible to save up and buy a house. Things are different. And you know what? I probably would have been a hater years ago because I would never have had the opportunity to move back home. I'd be like, if I'm independent, you need to be too. I had the opportunity to move in with my mother-in-law. And let me tell you something. There is no shame in my game. Not only am I so grateful for the opportunity to put a little money aside, she's 80 years old. Like, we're getting good time in together.
Yeah.
We get to, she loves the company. She's so lonely by herself. Totally different perspective now. And I think that this friend's a jerk.
Right. Amen.
Thank you.
Well, it's just none of your, it's none of your business. You know what I mean? That part is none of your business. If you're mad at her because she won't chip in when you guys go out or when you go to eat and stuff like that, then talk about that.
Yes.
But the other part,
what do you care?
Yeah.
All right, good. Well, have fun seeing our boy Mo. I still don't know how to say his last name, but he's very funny. And your ticket, A, very funny. B, free tickets. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Live Nation.
KLUC FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Gotta have it on every morning.
I love the Chet Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Wait, so maybe we're looking at this whole, you know, can you believe we're almost 5 years out from COVID?
Absolutely not. And then also in a lot of ways, I feel like I don't remember any of it. Like I blacked it out, removed it from my mind, and I've never thought about it again.
I did.
Yeah, I think I think really a lot of people did. I think a lot of people had to.
Crazy times.
Mm-hmm.
There's an unnamed woman says she experienced a rare and bizarre side effect of the COVID jab. They're calling it the COVID boob job.
Stop.
Just wanted to wait to hit the drop.
DJ stuff, you know, whatever.
The 19-year-old's chest grew from a B. What? From a B to a triple G.
Okay, what shot was this? Because let me tell you something.
Okay.
Well, I want it.
You know what I'm going to tell you. So 19, so she was 14 then.
Oh, but...
Or no, because we're still doing COVID vaccines, right?
Yeah, you can still get them.
Yeah, no, because I know that there are some people that they say, you know, like my wife, who's got autoimmune. So they tell her to get... Wow.
Yeah.
All right, then. She went from a B to a triple G in the 6 months following her Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination. Doctors say the woman is experiencing a rare condition called PASH, P-A-S-H. I don't know what that stands for. Don't ask. Yeah, there's no B's in there, so then it's boobs isn't part of it.
Uh-huh.
Only 20 cases of this PASH have ever been documented, but I will go back and remind you that this 19-year-old in 6 months went from a B to a triple G, and they're saying this is why.
Just quick, do you know what clinic she went to get this exact vaccine?
The patient believed that the vaccine caused her growth. However, her concerns were not adequately addressed by her primary care physicians. Yeah, because I'm sure they were like, we have no idea. We have no clue why this is.
Listen, good for her.
She went in and got the reduction to double D's. Of course she did.
Wait, she got the jab. Then she grew. And then,
ba-boom.
And then she went and got a reduction. Like she had the surgery and got it. Oh my God. It's an intense 6 months.
Yeah.
Just to stay healthy. Yowza.
Okay. It's really interesting.
I know.
Mm-hmm. This will be like, you know, because how they made Viagra to treat like blood pressure. This could be a thing. Honestly, this could be a new thing.
The vaccine.
I'm sure that, like,
yeah. No, you're not wrong. I'm quiet because I'm thinking in my mind how this would work.
What's the other one? The Wegovy. What's the other one that people are?
Oh, the semi-glute, the Ozempic.
Ozempic.
Uh-huh.
That's the one. It's not a weight loss drug. It's for something. It's right. For other stuff. And then they just started. Michaela,
yeah, listen,
Michaela,
you do the Ozempic and a vaccine. You got a whole new body.
Michaela just gave me. Don't judge. She gave it a don't judge. All right.
Whoa,
this discussion's over. All right.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God. You know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Wait, it's been so long. I don't even know where the button. Oh, there it is right there. It was literally right in front of me. And I'm like, I forget where that goes. It was all toy drive stuff and everything. Okay, fine.
You know what? Can I just say something, boys?
I bore you with my problems. Yes?
I really missed you. I had a really nice day today. It's great to be back. I'm glad we had a little rest, but I'm happy to be home with you.
Yeah, it was okay.
Oh, God, Chet!
All right.
That kind of sucked.
It's all right. Have a good time.
Great time.
No, I had a blast. I had a blast. Forever 21. Are you familiar? You know Forever 21, obviously.
Of course.
Forever 21, founded by a Korean couple in Los Angeles in 1984. Their whole idea was they would just sell clothing designs that were similar to the ones that were popular in South Korea at the time.
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense if you look at the styles.
And they just decided to call it Forever 21.
I want to tell you that I'm this old. I used to go to the Meadows Mall when it was a Forever 21 there. And I was like, oh my God, 21. And now I am of the age where I'm like, I'm Forever 21. Peace, love, kiss. It's my birthday is next week. All right, girl. Get over it.
It is next week, isn't it?
Yes, yes. But every girl my age is like, yeah, I'm Forever 21 now.
Her birthday is next week?
What date, actually?
Actually?
Who cares?
Do you get get combined? Yeah, we care. Do you get combined Christmas and birthday a lot?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So that's a nightmare. My my wife shares a birthday with Britney Spears on December 2nd.
Oh, she for sure gets combined gifts then.
Oh, my God. And so, honestly, to do birthday, then Christmas, then Valentine's.
Oh, yeah.
In the early days of our relationship, it was the cause of much stress.
Yeah, I'm sure. You and Lisa both. You got your hands full with me and Amy. I mean, you guys don't have to impress us anymore now. So Lisa definitely just combines the gifts. Lisa's like, this is all three.
No, I have a, no, we're going to go, we're going to combine yours.
Let's do it.
Yeah. What day is it next week? I know I have it in my calendar.
The 14th.
Well, I don't think I have that.
I don't know if you do. We've only been together,
February
by the way.
January 14th is Valentine's.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
January 14th.
Why did you say?
I'm terrified. I'm like, oh, crap.
Wait, what'd you say?
I thought we were in February already. Sorry, because he brought up Valentine's Day.
You brought up Valentine's Day. I guess I did bring it up. And then, no, you said January 14th. And he goes, Valentine's Day.
Nope.
No.
Skip the whole month.
Okay, we'll mark out. We have a meeting. We have a meeting next Tuesday. And then afterwards, we're all going to lunch.
That's so cute.
But I got a something that we're going to do.
Okay.
I can't tell you what it is. So everybody tune in again next week. Because they're for the birthday / Christmas extravaganza.
So cute.
Back to the more you know before we go. We all currently have hemorrhoids. They're just not inflamed. Okay.
Good.
You all, yeah.
Phew.
Michaela put her head in her hands. That's the one that you'll remember out of today.
Uh-huh.
You'll tell Lisa later.
Adrian's got his hand.
And Chet, I'll be the first to say it. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
We all have nothing to be ashamed of, I guess.
Okay.
I didn't know if anybody was ashamed, but What do you think the most common street name in the U.S. is?
Oh.
For the record, you'll never get it.
No, I don't. I have no idea.
What do you think?
I literally road.
Excuse me.
Stop.
Sounded to me like you just said road.
Stop. I said I didn't want to answer, and then you made me answer, and that's what came out. Okay? You can't make fun of me when I told you I wasn't comfortable answering.
What do you think you've ever said? I told you I didn't want to answer. You made me answer.
And this is what you get.
And this is what happens. Look what you made me do. Bless America. That's funny. That's really funny. I didn't want to answer. And this is what happened.
Yeah. Well, what is the answer?
What do you believe? Adrian, what's the most common street name in the U.S.? What
I'll
do you
go think? With MLK.
The theory, apparently, which is an excellent guess, by the way, sir. Road.
Yeah, right.
What do you want me to say right now?
Street.
What? I'm trying to move past it because what's the most common street name? Road. Come on, dude.
What did he say?
You panicked. It's fine.
I did panic.
It's fine. You're good. I'm trying to save it. Road.
I literally said it like that, too. Like, horrible.
Oh, God, I don't even care anymore.
Woo.
The most common street name in the U.S. is generally believed to be like First Street or Main Street.
Oh, uh-huh.
But the most common street name in the U.S. is Second Street because the whole Main and First thing gets them split up. Everybody got a Second Street because you got a second. And sometimes it's not big enough to have a third.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But damn near everybody got a Second Street.
Tracks. Mm-hmm.
Much better than Michaela's answers. Thank you for that.
I was going to go road. Hey, follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Tep Buchanan. I'm also looking into having at road.
Yeah, that might be taken.
For my socials. Other than that, I'm low key. I'm just doing, as far as I know, I'm just doing this show this week.
Yeah, dude.
It's January. It's you know, it's light duty.
Yeah.
It's a light schedule. Adrian, what you got working?
You can follow me on Instagram at Heavyweight Radio. A lot of content from the Raw Netflix premiere that we'll be dropping. So at Heavyweight Radio on Instagram. And that's all for me as we start the year.
He only got booed slightly less than Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, a little less booed than my guy.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, that was. Why do they hate Hulk Hogan? So
oh, there's a plethora. Because
he's a racist.
There's a plethora of reasons.
Because he's a racist.
That's probably the main one. And then there's a lot more other than that.
That sucks. You know what? I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
I forgot about how when he was caught off mic. Hulk, I got to be honest with you. Hulk has been very good to this show, especially when he was trying to get his daughter's record played. But.
Oh yeah. You know,
but he was very good to this show. And so I feel bad about it. You know what I mean? When you find, like Diddy was cool with us for a while too, but who knows why, what the motivation for that was at the time. I probably should stop talking.
Yeah, you know what? Follow me at Michaela Gordon.
Yes, MikaAlah.
And that's all for me too.
That's it.
Light work.
Wait, really?
And I have a private event, but I talk about it. No one can come.
If they go perform for Elon Musk again.
This is our promo today that we're going to work around.
You know, I got called for a shoot.
Who gets to say that? I have never in my life. I got called for a shoot.
It was something for the CW photo shoot.
Oh, my goodness. Talks about it like she's going to the grocery store or something.
We obviously have no idea who we're messing with right now.
Yeah, we have to go. She needs to go film the next Avengers movie, so let's get out of here.
Well, I'm sure a bigger name than us needs the room soon so they can be with Michaela.
Thank you, everyone. Next. Thank you. Road.
Make sure you bow on the way out to show proper respect. Yeah. Other than that, we're out. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Be easy.